Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The financial markets have been in a quagmire since Inauguration Day, mostly in a state of retreat due to the tariff scare. Our next guest says that it's all happening at the same time as his long-expected rotational shift is occurring in investment category leadership. Tyson Halsey is a chartered financial analyst with Income Growth Advisors. He joins us by phone now from his office at Daniel Island, South Carolina. Tyson, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So I saw in one of your reports where you wrote that the Trump bump has become a Trump dump in the stock market. Now, the Trump bump was kind of short. Do you expect the dump to be short as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think that in a couple months, things will settle down and the tariffs that have been proposed by Trump are very aggressive. But I think that that's consistent with his strategy of shock them and then pull back and then get something settled. And I think that ultimately this could prove to be very valuable, but I think it comes at a time where we've been making the case that the mega cap, the Mag 7, the S&P, the NASDAQ triple Qs, all are overvalued and are due for a pullback. It will take a while, but I think we will get through this. And for those people who are following our methodology of rotating into international, emerging markets, into gold, silver, and value stocks will do very well.
The international stocks, the emerging markets, have been hit pretty hard as well with the latest tariff announcements.
True. I think that there's a lot of shock right now, and it gives you an opportunity. But basically, what we started to see is that foreign stocks and European and emerging markets, up until Trump came through with his tariff proposals, you know, were doing well. And I think that that trend will do well because those markets have largely been dormant for a while. So I'm anticipating that we will get through this readjustment period, but money is not going to be flowing to the U.S. the way it has. I think this period of American exceptionalism is going to change. And I think that what we've been seeing in the S&P is not going to continue. I think that we've peaked out near maximum valuations, and it reminds me a lot of the 2000 peak. But I think elsewhere in the world, you can make money, and there are values to be found, and you just need to be open-minded when looking for them.
Well, give us an idea of where we should look.
I think that gold stocks are incredibly attractive. I think gold makes a lot of sense, but I think commodities, precious metals in general, all make sense. Gold is kind of seen as a safe haven, but the gold stocks have not moved at all, even though the price of gold has done incredibly well. It's around $3,100, and it's up from $1,500 around 2015. And a lot of countries, the BRICS, for example, want not to be locked into the dollar. One of the beneficiaries of that is gold, and I think that that's starting to play out. You're starting to see a weaker dollar, and I think that gold is something that's been undervalued and in post-bubble periods has done traditionally very well. Although it's had a big move, I think the gold stocks themselves, that's a great place to be putting capital because you have clear visibility on earnings surprises on the upside, and I think that you could have meaningful upside over the next 2 years that really make a lot of sense.
All right. Now, this shift in leadership in the market to these areas that you like right now and away from the Magnificent Seven tech stocks that have been leading the way for quite some time, are these tech stocks now going to be continuing their downward trend, you feel, for a while?
Yes. I don't think it'll be severe. I think these are great companies. I think a lot of them are pretty expensive. I think that there gets to be a point where you become so large, it's tough to continue to grow at the rates that you had been. But I think there's going to be new growth showing up elsewhere in the world, and you just have to be looking for that growth. I mean, India has become the largest, most populous country in the world. Their stock market has done very well. Argentina has done spectacularly well. I think you can also buy a lot of closed-end equity funds and bond funds where you can find 10% type yields. And in an environment like this, I think that that makes a lot of sense. It's a good way to get equity exposure as well as attractive yields.
Well, Tyson, as always, thank you so much for spending time with us today and for your insight.
Thank you, Mike.
Tyson Halsey is a chartered financial analyst with Income Growth Advisors. He joined us by phone from his office in Daniel Island, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.